Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, October 7, 2020. Raven98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. is Love Found Wednesday. I think that's what Tish told me, something like that. Well Found Wednesday. Or I've heard it before. But anyway, we'll go with it. All right, Ray, did we send anything out?
No, nothing went out. No updates.
Nothing went out. Nothing came in. Guys, I was thinking today we could do something different. I'm thinking today we could just talk about last night's basketball game. Or we can talk about tomorrow's game if y'all want to. Or we can just change the whole subject. What do you think? No, I'm just joking, of course. Anyway, it'll come up. All right, so just to let you know where we are. Bank people stayed at the bank last night till 11 o'clock, those that were there. They were back this morning. Now, they were mad about it yesterday. And it's getting worse. And maybe that's why Texas just isn't doing it, because they're not putting their employees through this hell that the rest of them are going through. But some locations were told to expect something today. That's what they were told. But they were told that yesterday, too. So they're getting highly upset about hearing this every day, or about it looks good for today. We should see it. Now, I understand why they told them that, because they said they were going to pay the salaries today, because there's things out there saying that the reform papers are done, the white papers are done. They still got to be voted on, though. And things were moving forward. But we don't know that that happened. So the banks are there. Some people can see the rates, some can't. Banks are still calling some people in, trying to give them SKRs that we know of, and lowballing them. Just so you know, they're absolutely lowballing. Okay, we heard that there was a rate out there of $15 for the dinar that some people saw. So we got confirmation of those rates from the bank. I don't know if they're going to stay. We got confirmation of those rates from our committee member. And as Ray did put out for you guys, even though he said he didn't put anything out, but you guys know that they tried to negotiate that opening rate down, but he said it went away. But they were trying to change it from $15. And we did have somebody who was offered $14 yesterday, right? $14, not the $15. Anyway, it's right there. Contract rates are still there. Iraq is supposed to start paying people today. They haven't started yet, but I know. There's nothing on TV. Yesterday it was. Saying salaries are going to start today. And they still could. It is going through the bank. So we're just waiting. We don't even know what we're waiting for. This is what I can tell you. We're actually waiting probably for the white paper to be voted on. But we must know. I can tell you this is what I have confidence in, guys, so you'll know. I read everything that's going on. Listen to all our contacts. And I know that the demonstrator said you have to the 25th of this month. So that's what I got to go with. Between then and the 25th, I feel something's going to happen or it's not going to happen. If they start like they did last year, it will end up like it did last year. And I don't think anybody wants to see that. Now, you guys had asked me about Trump and hospital, and does it make a difference? And I said no, because I don't think it makes a difference to me at all, whether he's here, not here. I mean, when it goes, it goes. But I was, in fact, relayed from some people in Washington that they thought that's why it didn't go through last weekend. Nobody wanted to do it while he was in the hospital. Nobody wanted to do it. Problem was, just as I told you guys last week, everybody was looking at the U.S. and they're concerned about what's going on in the U.S. But this weekend, they were just concerned about what's going on with him and what will the U.S. look like next week and 2 weeks if something went wrong. So that is what we were told was a concern here with putting it through on Saturday like it was supposed to. So a lot of information out there, a lot of different opinions or things coming from different places. It makes sense, you know, I'll say, okay, they want to make sure they don't do the RV Saturday, something happens to him Monday, Tuesday, you know, they have no direction for the U.S. But we know that already due to whatever else is going on here that they were concerned with. Could be that they were, what we thought, waiting for Tuesday, banking day. It could be exactly why, and you guys have to think about it. You know, I'm going to give y'all some confidence or some reason. I know Trump's thing is he wanted to get out of the hospital. He wanted to go back because, as we heard, he was scared was making him look weak. Making him look weak, but also making, you know, the country look weak. As leadership is sicker and that happens to every country, so no big deal. But he saw what happened to the market, other things that right now nobody wants to see, the market going back down, shut down, and it affected all that. So it could be reasons, and good reasons, why he's trying to put on, you know, a show of strength, if he in fact even has the virus. But if he does, those are good reasons for it, what they needed. And now people feel more confident. The market's back up. The price of oil went back up, which, again, is the perfect time to do this. While it's back up, and it went up 5%, remember, instead of what it went down 2%. So it's a good day. There's no negative information. That's what we need to think. Be thankful. No negatives anywhere. On TV, everywhere, they're saying they have an agreement with the 140, as we know, but they're waiting for the reforms. All the statements on TV says waiting for the reforms. Reforms are complete. The only thing the reforms haven't done yet has been voted on. Now, everything in the reform papers, we're being told that, everything. The jobs, the money, education, everything has been removed from the budget and placed in the reform papers or the white papers. So it's that simple, is what everybody's waiting on. Parliament doesn't come back until the 10th, though. What's today? I don't even know what today is.
7th.
Oh, the 7th. Okay. So they're supposed to come back on the 10th. Oh, that's Saturday. It's another weekend day. So we'll see as soon as they come back and get voted on, and could this take off then? Now, why? I'm just telling you guys what you mean. Why the banks were told look for it today? The only thing I can think of is because they were supposed to start paying the salaries today, and they did want to pay them at the new rate. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, because they haven't paid them as of yet that I know of. Okay. All right, Ray. Let's do what you do.
All right. Let's see. E-Man 007. Is there still a cap on contract rates? If so, what is the cap for each? Can you clarify if the cap is on the foreign currency before exchange or on the U.S. currency after exchange? All right. We'll answer them backwards. The cap is on the foreign currency before exchange. What is the cap for each? The last information we received for the dinar was 20 million. For the dong was 50 million. Is there still a cap on contract rates? As far as we know, yes. That was an easy one. Blue Milton says, number one, are redemption centers recommended because we would get the earliest opportunities to do the exchange, or does it matter since banking staff are being trained now in our actual banks?
Well, the 800 number is supposed to direct you to redemption centers. Now, redemption centers or exchange locations, some of them are going to be actual banks. So that's why those people are there being trained. Because their location is going to be an exchange location. Now, if you can get in a bank, you have a personal contact, he says he's going to take care of you, then go do that. You don't have to wait in line. The 800 numbers are just there for an orderly process, okay? To try and remove some of the chaos of everybody getting in. If you have a guy saying, don't dial the 800 number, call me, then call him. That'll make it convenient for you. You trust and know the numbers. That's what I would do. All right?
Number two says, Blue Milton says, I know rates can change overnight, but how long do you think we'd have to do so after the RV?
Say it again.
I know rates can change overnight, but how long do you think we'd have to do so after the RV? I guess to do the exchange.
Yeah, I'm going to say do what so? The whole process was set up, basically for 10 days, for us to go through, which is the internet people, to go through 10 days. And I suspect after that, they'll do away with it, and they'll start, well, depending on how many people go through. Because you guys got to remember, there was also an agreement for a certain number of people to get the contract ready. So once that's achieved, then I'm sure they'll be done away with it. 800 numbers will probably go away, and they'll just use your banking resources.
Okay. And number three question says, I thought only earned income, sales, and gift monies were taxable, not our returns on this investment, right or wrong. Well, gift monies are not taxable. And our exchange, which is not an investment, is not supposed to be taxable either due to the treaties. So I hope that cleared that little part up. Let's go to Scout Dad. Says, when asking for the contract rate, can you give us language you would use if the banker says he doesn't know what that is? Yeah, bye. That's the language I use.
Oh, my God. So, I have very good information and knowledge here. Then you can say, RayRan98 told me you guys had a higher rate, contract rate. Don't say Tony, because you might get in trouble. Listen, guys, it's all you can do is say, this is the rate. Put it in the computer. Let's see what comes back. I can't sit here and argue with a guy who tells me, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about it, except for what Ray just said. Then you're not the guy I need to be talking to. So I need to schedule with somebody else. Because there are, in fact, contract rates. We have it from other bank sources. Other people already receive those rates. And if you don't know about them in the wrong place, get up and walk out. When you get a walkout, you're going to say, wait a minute, let me make some calls and see what are you talking about. Well, there's a higher rate than this. It's called a contract rate. And we know it started at $28.50 for the dinar, and we'll give it to you what it is for the dong at the time. And sometimes you're going to have to do that. They don't know. They're bringing in new people now. They're still training. You may have to train them a little bit to get what you need done. And then say there are treasury rates. if they send you to a bank where you have $400,000, you're probably not going to get the same experience level as that guy who went to somebody to do $400 million. They're going to know a whole lot more than that guy exchanging your $400,000. So you may have to help that guy along the way. Okay? All right, what's next?
Sunstar. Wow, I haven't had Sunstar in a minute. Number one, in the last 60 days, have you received any updates on the NDA?
No.
Any news from the exchangers in Iraq?
Any news from the exchangers in Iraq? I don't think I was actually talking to exchanges bankers. The money is sitting there. The loads and arms are sitting there. And we're just waiting. Okay.
Okay. Dr. Pete says, short and sweet, is Texas where they need to be in order for this to happen?
Nope. No. Checked with them last night. They weren't. Checked with them this morning. They are not. Again, guys,
right.
I can tell you when they are, we can get excited. But I don't get depressed because they aren't. Because they could tell them to go there, as we know has happened before, and only give them 2 hours notice where everybody else has had a week notice for them sitting there for that long. And they'll send them in. Like one time, they would get ready to go home for the day. And they said, no, you're being diverted over the years. You can't go home. So I'm not concerned that it doesn't happen or that they're not sitting there twiddling their thumbs like everybody else, because I know they can be real quick.
Okay. Blue Angeles, you still there?
Yep.
Okay. Blue Angeles says, Tony said on the last call that banks may put us on a payout plan because of the amount. All the currency is digital, and I'm not understanding why the banks would have a problem with the amounts. Could you explain?
You know, I have always told you guys, nothing but numbers on the screen. It's just digits. They can do it. I also know that each bank has a limit, according to the banking laws, how much money they can have. So I don't know if that's an issue with them or not. But I can tell you this. I am telling you exactly what I'm getting from the banks. Now, this is what we got. And I'm going to tell you exactly. We got that the RV supposedly was going through on Saturday. We did hear the $15 rate. It is not in the Gazette. I can promise you that, though. That was totally false information that people put out there. It is not in the Gazette. And ask Mr. Guru, who's telling you guys that it is, to show it to you, because you can look it up in the Gazette. We did hear there was an issue with the rate, and it came from the bank saying that it was 15, and our committee guy. There was an issue, argument, discussion. They wanted to lower it. It just faded away. At the same time, there were banking locations, not all of them, banking locations calling their people in, and they refused to come in on Saturday and Sunday. They said they're not doing it. They refused to come to work. And some of them have used all kinds of excuses now. COVID, I'm tired of it. It's causing problems with the family. It's this and that. And they said they were tired of playing the game. Well, the bank decided that two things. Oh, wait, let me tell you this. I forgot, first of all. when we were getting our phone calls over the weekend, a couple banks had planned on going on Sunday. Even though it went Saturday, banks had agreed not to start until Monday morning. And then some were going to jump the gun and go on Sunday, which I'm not going to name them, but anyway, which caused a whole domino effect. Now everybody's trying to get into the game because nobody wanted to be last or wanted them to get a day ahead of them and cause a whole bunch of confusion within the banking system between Sunday and Monday. Then they determined that some locations, people wouldn't come in, so they didn't have enough people to actually do the exchange. And they were training some new people, which could be settled. I mean, people could have just been using that for the weekend. They're just tired of getting called in and don't want to do it until it actually happens. So I can understand that. Then their thing was, and these are, I'm actually giving you guys some information, things that happened inside some bank meetings. They were trying to figure out how to do these pays because somehow or another, some banks are amazed at how much currency some of you have. Everybody didn't plan on taking every one. The only bank that's supposed to take everybody is Wells Fargo. But I know people have already gone into banks, already made deals with them, and the banks have already told them, we're only going to take a certain amount of people and we're going to cut it off because they can't handle the load. They don't have the money. And we say they don't have the money, it's because they have to meet their Basel III requirements. And it says each bank can only have so much money, has to have so much in reserve and everything else. So they have their own rules and laws that they have to follow. And some of them are going to be limited to the number of people they can take in. Just is what it is. So to overcome that, what they were talking about was going back to structured payouts again. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I'm just telling you conversations that were taking place over the weekend. Now, before when they were going to do structured payouts, it was for the same reason. Nobody had the money. But our committee guy brought it to us because that's what they were talking about at that level. Now we're talking about structured payouts. It's just one bank that I know of that is talking about maybe having to do structured payouts because of the number of people and the amount of money that they're going to have. So I wouldn't be concerned with it, guys. I don't care if it's $100 million or $50 million or $10 million. I mean, those numbers, they won't do structured payouts, I'm sure. But whatever it is, if you qualify for a structured payout, if they in fact do that, you get a whole lot of money. I mean, a whole lot of money for them to do that. Hopefully you weren't planning on spending it all tomorrow anyway, and you can use it to your benefit if you structure it right, which I would, which I've explained to you guys several times on exactly what I would do and what interest I would require to do that and still reap the benefit. Everybody wins. I would win anyway. Do numbers. It makes sense. All right. That's all I can tell you. Okay, Ray? Which probably was too much information, but anyway, good.
All right. Beto says, when we do our exchange, will we be able to add our children to our accounts? We ask this because we will be exchanging their currency and ours together so we can get the higher rates.
I think that's a banking question, guys. Yeah, anybody to your account that you want, I guess, as long as they're not in check systems or something. So, but think about this for a minute. So, my kids have, what? I just got to think of a number. 100,000 dinar, which is absolutely nothing. Do I want to include that in my exchange? No. My kids have 10 million dinar. Do I want to include that in my exchange? No. Now, I'm saying no, as I don't want it exchanged in my name. Do I still want to include it in my negotiations? Absolutely. Because it's still all part of me. It's still part of the structure, what I'm bringing. But I still want them to do their own exchanges. So I'm sitting at the table. This is what I'm bringing in. Just like I told you guys before, and some of you said, hey, man, I got five friends waiting outside that door as a group. This is what we're doing. Because I actually want to do that with some people to make sure they get a good deal. Notice part of my group, not my individual exchange, but part of my group. And everybody agrees to these terms as long as you give them to us. So now I've done a couple of things. I've increased my amount. And at the same time, I've negotiated for me and three or four other people all at the same time, something they now don't have to do if they agree to that. And these are our terms, and now we go from there. And they're willing to live by the same terms and agreements that I did when they walk in that room behind me. They don't even have to think about it. This is the amount. This is what we agreed, 5 years, this interest rate. And, you know, 50%, 60%, whatever it was, it goes for each individual, and it is what it is. It actually makes it smoother for everybody, because I just made a cookie-cutter situation that the wealth manager can just run through. Would I put all their money under my name and say, this is it, we're going to do it? Absolutely not. Not even with my kids. They're going to do their own. They're going to do their own for two good reasons. They bought their own, and they should experience what it's like. And the only way they're going to be responsible with it is if they go through it. Because all it looked like is I gave it to them again. So they're definitely going to do their own thing. Okay, what's next?
California Sugar. Okay, we already talked about the Gazette deal. All right. RPA
California
Boulder.
Sugar.
Yeah, that was her name.
Okay.
The question was about straight being in the Gazette, but you addressed it. RPA Boulder, having been in this for some time, having seen us get so close, then it fades off, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you ever get the idea that some of your sources are just pulling your chain? Gotta ask.
Okay, that's all right. No, I don't get that idea. And I'll tell you, I mean, not a lot of people that I talk to, guys, are people just like you and me. People that are there, that are working their job, that have families, that are trying to get the best out of this that they can. And they're giving us what they're being taught or trained or being told, because they don't get to make any decisions. They're just telling us this is what's going on. This is what's on the screen. As a regional manager or as a vice president, this is what they told me to do. But somebody's telling them what to do, and this is what we're scheduled to do. It's not them just making up something. Remember, I never, ever, ever go with what one person told me. I don't. If somebody in New York is telling me something, I'm trying to get it from Wisconsin. I'm trying to get it from Chicago. I'm trying to get it from North Carolina. I'm trying to get it from Florida. I'm trying to match everybody up even in Texas, as we know, in Atlanta. I'm calling every, see if everybody's getting the same thing, then okay. So it's not one person telling me something, pulling my chain. If they're pulling anybody's chain, they're pulling all of ours, whoever's up there doing that. And that's okay, because nothing we can control. They intentionally lied to us before, yes. I don't know how long you've been here, but we've been through it for years. They had their reasons for doing it. And it was, you know, to catch people, set things up just to see what would happen. But they had reasons. And a lot of times they did come back to us, especially when we had DC here and that, and sometimes apologized. And sometimes they asked me, would I just say this or would I just say that? And, you know, sometimes it made sense. And sometimes I said, no, I'm not saying that because I wasn't going to say that. And I said, nope, I'm not going to say that. But that's how it is. So, no, I don't think anybody's just intensely, let me just tell Tony this. They know exactly what I know, what Ray knows, what most people know is what we say and do affects lives. Because I know it does. And that's why I just have to be straight up with you guys. Sometimes you don't want to hear it. A lot of times you do, but it does affect people's lives, and they realize that. You know? Some people, I can say, flat out don't care. Because, you know, we are the toothless crackheads anyway. They don't care. They got money and just getting richer. And other people, and that's how we got to be here. It wasn't them, but it was the people who worked for them who got tired and frustrated and decided to help us out. So that's still where we're getting our information from. Those same people who decided that we are the people. And it makes a difference what we're told. So hopefully that answers your question. All right, what's next?
All right. Like First says, if we had to move to another state with less than 4 months, how is the process?
I have no idea, guys. I don't say that. You're supposed to exchange, we were told, where you lived at least half of the year, or the majority of the year at. So you'd have to ask that question when you call in.
All right, let's go talk live. 404 area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again,
hi there.
I appreciate your helping to connect the dots here. In your opening remarks, you made the reference that some locations were being told to expect something today. Can you give us any indication on which coastline or middle of the country those locations might have been?
Not Texas.
Or might be.
All East. Oh. No. Go ahead. Ray, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that was it.
Oh. I can tell you East Coast locations.
Okay. And have you had any further updates? Because that sounded like it was past tense that you got that some locations were told to expect something today. Have you had any update from them today as to it's still looking good, or is it quiet from them?
Well, unfortunately for me and you, we've been on this call since then.
But we have secondary lines that something might have come through or texted.
Oh, no.
So don't
no, that's how fresh that information is. So it hasn't changed while we're talking.
Okay, just checking. I'd like to go back to this issue of the commentary about the publishing in the Gazette, even though you had a couple of questions on that. Given the time frame, what 7 hours difference East Coast time to what it is in Iraq, that still gives them evening hours of 9 to midnight. How likely are your sources saying that they might tend to try to squeeze something in and there is an edition of the Gazette very, very late, which puts it, you know, after the banking time frame closes this afternoon? Or am I having too much dinar rose-colored glasses at the moment?
Listen, here's the thing. It's Wednesday, so anything could happen. It has not happened. But what did happen is there are some gurus out there telling people it was already published in the Gazette, which it clearly is not. And that's what I want to verify. It clearly has not been published in the Gazette, period. Not that it won't in the future, but right now it has not. Even though we did hear about the $15 and they wanted to come out at that, even that can change. And again, I don't know where they got theirs, but I got it from the bank. It's on the screen. We got it from our committee guys saying, yep, that's what happened on Saturday. But we still don't have it.
This, I was seeing a positive thing in here because this seems to be one of the few times that we have seen the committee guys' info coming out and mimicking what you were getting from the bankers in terms of what was being seen on the screen. Is that a good read on that?
You mean one of the few times they were on the same page? Exactly.
On the same page?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, though, I just, again, sometimes I wonder if my glasses are a little bit too fogged or whatever. So, but whenever this happens, we know 10 days hence, that's when we will have our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project. We appreciate it. May it be sooner than later. And again, thanks for your help.
Let me tell you something, though, just so you know, and you know that I know, and everybody else can know. In the beginning, you were very inquisitive. And you asked really, really tough questions, and they really made sense, and people really want to know, and they love you today. But in like the last 3-4 months, your dinar glasses have just turned to dinar eyeballs. Everything's dinar. But okay, I love you for it. All right.
It's about all of these black SUVs that I keep seeing, you know, targeting around, so one has to be very sensitive.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good
All
fun.
Right, we're almost there now.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 area code. You're on.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys
Hi
doing?
Hi there. Fantabulous,
sir. How are you?
To the nth degree.
I'm good.
And yourself?
Ray, I'm fine. I heard you talking about Texas. Y'all better leave Texas alone. They know why they're not there, because they don't want to be sitting up there like the rest of them, doing nothing. That's why. Now, I have my question.
Yeah, but the other ones sitting up there doing nothing are getting paid.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't want – after a while, sometimes you just don't want money when foolishness is all involved. So let me start out with the last question that I was going to – Hold on. Okay, Mr. Tony, this question is for you, because I was going to say this one for last, but I think I'm going to start out with this one. Now, all the persons, or the person that's doing all the intentional lying, calling all the folks into the bank, getting their hopes up to work, and then don't nothing happen, what's going on with him or her or them? Why are they doing this? If they know the thing is not going to happen, they're calling all these people saying nothing happened because the bank folks are getting tired. Why do they keep doing this?
Okay. Well, again, before it was because they are still negotiating, and the best time to negotiate is right before it goes live, so it's going to keep going live so they can renegotiate. Or they're trying to catch somebody in doing something, or sometimes things are just out of your control. So let's look at Friday, or last week. Everybody knew it was going over the weekend. Everybody was preparing. Everybody was getting their people there. you know, except for Texas. But who knew Trump was going to go in the hospital Friday evening? Who knew he said he was going to have the virus? Who knew it? Just, you know, because everybody was ready to go. That's what they said. But then that popped up and nobody would go. And now, as it even gets worse, because now it's up to 20 people in the White House circle all had the virus. It's affecting all the leadership over here. You got to look at, is that a concern? Well, of course it's going to be a concern because it's going to affect more than just the banking system when it happens. It's more than just our country. So it's not always planned. Let's make them think we're going to do it, but we're not going to do it. Sometimes things have gotten in the way. Last October when it was supposed to go, it was in there, it was sitting there ready to go, but who knew the people were going to take over? But once they started, everybody was, oh, wait a minute, let's see how far this goes. Was dragged it on. And again, that's why I'm hoping that this thing gets done before the 25th, because we don't want to experience that all over. Here's the people who make the decisions. The CBI, the Prime Minister of Iraq, and the U.S. Treasury. That's where the decision is going to be made at. Or they just say Donald Trump. Everyone do it. Everybody else has already agreed to it. Everybody else has said, whenever you're ready to go, we'll go. Nobody else has vetoed it, not one time, except for the United States of America. Iraq desperately wants it to go. Even right now, the reform paper and everything else was supposed to be an easier way to get it done than the budget, since the budget had to go backtrack. By doing the reform paper, it can count for right now is why they did it and allow them to do the 21 through 23 budget that they want to do. It could legally change everything. Still had to be voted on and put in, but it was an easier way to do it. Iraq is trying to get it done. If it's not getting done, it's not getting done over here once again.
Right, and that's my whole point. That was my question, more to the U.S. than versus Iraq. I feel it's the U.S. holding it up for whatever their reasoning is. Now, I know that there's, do you know if the new small category notes have been shown or displayed to the citizens of Iraq? Because I had been hearing and seeing that they were supposed to be educated on what those notes look like and all of that, so they won't be blindsided and understand more about them. Do you know if that has been done for the citizens?
We know they've done that last year. They've done it twice already. I don't need it. They need to have another month of re-education of something that they already heard. We know that they are sitting at the banks, supposedly ready to go. And more important than any of that, we know that's why they put them on the electronic system, so they don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
I mean, there'll still be people who want paper money just like now. But it can absolutely go through.
Okay. Now, this, what I heard about the banks, now they're, or some banks, not all, they're now in discussion or kind of scuttlebutt about if they should go back to a payment system on some of the large amounts that people may have as far as U.S. dollars after they exchange. Now, we only been doing this now for the last 100 years. It seems like 100 to me. And they're now wanting to go back to that, saying that they may not have enough money to pay a customer out at one time. Okay, so they know what these rates are looking like on the screens. They know people could possibly have a whole lot of dinar or dong or whatever. Their U.S. dollar exchange rate could be a good rate to give them a good amount of U.S. dollars. How is it that they don't have enough money? I'm I thought they were loading the banks up with all of this money and stocking the banks. I know that was for cash that they wanted to walk out with, but wouldn't, because since this is going to be digital, why are they concerned about that?
Okay. So I'm going to explain this really, really slow for the people in Texas, because I spent the first 15 minutes of this call explaining it already. Okay?
You got this most is. Of it, but that last part just still, I'm like, that don't sound right.
Okay. I'm just messing with you. Look, guys, I'm trying to think of a good example that I can give you guys. And it's kind of like, this administration knew that COVID-19 was coming, okay? Everybody knew it was coming. And they even said, we got a plan, we can handle it. Hey, but they didn't know it was going to be like this. But they came up with a better plan, trust me, if they knew it was going to be like this. Because you could expect things, you know, like that. This is the same way. They've known for years, okay, we're going to do this exchange. We're going to have this money. These people are going to come in. But this is what we have to understand, the whole process. When we started this, it was only 2,000 people. Then it was 5,000. Then it was 100,000. Then this guy named Ray Rand got on and start running his mouth, and that's 100 million, you know.
You say, really? But, you got to throw really? Him under the bus. You just ran over him.
Look, you guys got to remember, though. No, in all seriousness, though, it wasn't that many people involved in this. I mean, it wasn't. So we got started, and it started growing and growing. And you remember with the Dong, or the Zim, they had less than 2,000 people until we started talking about it. Now they got over 1 million people. Now, I think it's their fault because they took so long to do it. But, in fact, the cat got out the bag. So now they're looking at, okay, all these people are coming into the banking system. We can throw digits on the screen because you can do that forever. We're never really going to have to account for the money. But what we do have to account for is the banking laws that we just set up. We do have to account for that one way or another. The reserves and change it unless the U.S. Treasury goes out there and changes it again. Unless the laws have enabled them to handle this. Now, they did all of this because of, you know, and Dodd-Frank, because the banks were taking advantage of people by what they were doing. And they try to change all that. So it's a complicated mess, and it may not
it
even
is.
Work out like that.
But a couple years ago,
yeah, when they wanted to do payouts for everybody, that was the reason. They had to spread it out, and they were going to try to spread it out over 20, 30 years so it wouldn't overtax the system. So this weekend, all they said was, we don't have the money. We don't even have the people to do this with now because of COVID-19, and people are scared to come in. They're talking about putting their family at risk. All the things we talked about months ago, years ago, where are they going to be able to do this? And they're telling me they just started discussing it over the weekend because people wouldn't come in. Now, they wouldn't come in because some of them realized, oh, Trump got the virus. Wait a minute, now it's real. It wasn't real, but now it's real. I mean, you can look at the numbers. They're saying 21% more people over 4 days now believe the virus is real, where they didn't believe it was real before. So there's a lot of things going into this. That's one bank saying that's the issue that they were discussing on their national call.
Yeah. And I mean, Of course, the longer they wait, the more things they can think of and all of this kind of stuff that could possibly problem in their eye. But at the same time, you have to foresee the future. Isn't that what you do? You forecast and you have to brainstorm. Or do they have any women in there in these meetings? Do you know?
Do you know if they had women in these meetings, we'd already be 20 years behind? All right, don't start. Don't start.
It sounds like there's no women in these meetings because we know how to plan. That's the problem right there. They're just unorganized men running around here trying to make all these decisions. Put some women in there. We'd have been got this done. How about that? Call us. We'll organize a team. With all this foolishness.
Hey. Hey, Felicia. Bye.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
I have a good time.
754 area code. You're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. And
good afternoon.
First, I want to say I totally agree with the previous caller, Bus Lady. If we women were in on it, this would have been done 5 years ago instead of us sitting here for 8 years, because the countries run by women don't have the problems we have. But to digress from that, and having stuck my 2 cents in that, my first question is, when Kazemi was here and had the discussions with Trump, and all these agreements were made again, what is happening with that? Obviously, nothing is going forward since they have not revalued the currency so that contractors and employees can get paid with money that's worth anything. So where are those contracts at this point, and are contractors getting disgusted with the constant delays?
Okay. The contracts are there, but they won't be implemented until the RV happens. Because when he came over here, what he was getting was bottom line requirements that he needed for the U.S. to say, this can go. Bottom line, we agree with this, agree with this. Once I do this, this, and this, then we're good. Yeah. What happened as soon as he got back to Iraq? He started implementing all kind of changes. He's still doing it today. He changed all those ministers, changing the banking system. He shut down the borders. I mean, he did everything that he came over here, and they checked off on the list. We need all of this done before we can do it. He's making it happen. He's absolutely getting those things done. They just don't happen in 24 hours. He hasn't even been back a month yet, has he? And look what he has accomplished.
Okay.
I mean, it's great.
We have always been told that the final decision is with the CBI and with Kazemi, all right? And that it's not up to our government to make the decision. Yet it seems every time it gets pulled back, it's the administration, it's the Treasury that's doing it. So obviously we really do have a lot to say in this RV happening. It's not up to them. It's we're a huge part of it. So what's going to happen if, unfortunately, this administration changes next month? Are we going to be set back years when a new administration comes in that may not want us to have this RV in this country?
Okay, so there's two important things. First of all, as far as Iraq is concerned and considered, they want to look like, and we want them to look like, they're coming from a position of strength. So no time do we want to stand up and tell their citizens, we're in charge of your country, and we're going to tell you when to do what you can do. It's always going to be to reject it and present it as Iraq is making that decision. We know, because we're involved in the process, we're part of the process, we've been here for so long, that the U.S. can veto it at every time. The U.S. knows once they let that go through, we kind of lose all control over Iraq now that they have their money back. Now, we don't because of the U.N. sanctions, and I don't know how much longer that goes, but we'll still have that in case something happens and goes crazy. But right now, we have the veto power on there until they do that. The other thing is every administration has changed it so far. Every administration. So you're absolutely right. Why wouldn't the next one? Because everybody wants their piece of the pie. If it's not done, everybody wants their guys to get paid. Everybody wants it to go the way they want it to go. And they have that. And that's exactly why we think they're trying to get it done now. And they should be. Iraq should be trying to get it done so they don't have to go over there, hold it, wait, let us look at it for 90 days, see what you guys put together and do all this. Trump's trying to get it done because if he doesn't get it, he still wants to be the guy who made it happen. So I think he would be trying to get it done, and hopefully before the election, not afterwards. But even afterwards, I think he would still do it. Let's try and get this done before we leave. Because they're controlling where it goes at the present time. Who's getting paid, who's not, who's getting their profits out of it. You know, the whole crooked-ass deal that's behind closed doors that everybody don't want to know about. Because trust me, there is one. So, yeah, it makes a difference if it happens before or after.
So if you're saying that Trump wants to get it done, and he wants to get it done if just in case he is not going to get reelected, does he have no control over the U.S. Trust to say we're putting this through, going, I want it done, and I want it done now?
Okay. It doesn't make any sense for you to take your car to the shop. And they say, okay, I'm almost done, but I got to fix that back right tire before you go. You say, no, I want to go now. Where? Go down the street and break down? Not even get out the driveway? I may tear up the rest of your car because of that? It's the same way. He wants it done. They still have to do what they have to do, and they haven't completed that yet. So why would I do it? Now, if they haven't done everything that we asked them to do, then let's let it go through. Are they trying to get it done? Yes. I take my car to the shop, the guy said, be done by 5. I get there at 5, he said, oh, man, we still got this, this, this. Can you come back tomorrow? No difference. They're saying, this is the date we want it done. Somebody didn't cooperate. We're not just doing things. We're fighting Maliki. We're fighting the mirrors. We're fighting Iran. We're fighting the militia. All while we're trying to get done what you want us to do. We set a date and a time. Didn't make it, but we're closer than we were last week. So let's do it again. That's a live process that's going on. Not that the U.S. doesn't want it to happen now. We just want everything to happen and be secure for the next 30 years. And unfortunately, it's not there yet. The reform paper and the laws could put it close enough. We can monitor it and any changes when it happens, but they're not there yet.
My final question is the white papers. Do we still have to wait for that to go through Parliament? Well, that's not an issue any longer.
Well, they were trying to do it this weekend without it having the rate. We have to wait for it to go through Parliament, be voted on and passed, for all the reforms to be implemented that are in the white paper, and for it to become law. So for the country itself to change. Do we need it for the rate change? Again, CBI can change the rate, but why without those? But that was the plan over the weekend, so I guess we don't really need it. They say it's agreed upon. Everybody's agreed. Everybody likes where it's going. And they're working on the 21-23 budget already. So it's just a formality. but maybe they want to change the rate before they do it so everybody's not anticipating it. I can't tell you. They're not giving me all the secrets. Some of the stuff we just have to look at and try and put together.
Okay. And that's all I have. I'm going to turn it over to the next caller. Thank you both. And I guess we're waiting for Friday now to see what happens between now and Friday. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 512 area code, you are on.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree.
How are you?
I'm good. My question is, did any of your contacts comment on the announcement Trump made about not releasing any more stimulus packages until after the election as being a clue that the RV won't be released either until then?
No. Nobody said anything. Nobody's even connected the two together.
And I had a question about those sweep accounts. What makes those rates fluctuate? Is it the market itself or is it money amount?
Oh, no, that's the market like every other thing with those interest rates. That is what's going on with the market at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, those were my two questions for today. I appreciate you.
Okay,
all right, thank
you.
You.
610 area code. G-Man, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is D-Man in PA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. Long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you out there who have sent in donations in the past, those of you who will send in donations today and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay. 727, area code. You're on.
Well,
hey,
good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. Yep.
Hey, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Actually, I'm driving in the fog, and not in a fog, but in the fog, and it's
makes a difference.
It's just a yes, yes. Sometimes it's both, which is not a good deal. But anyway, I guess I'm kind of left wondering, Tony, is there anything about what's happened in the last 4 to 5 days that has surprised you?
Well, I was surprised that we didn't go over the weekend. Now, and I was only surprised because the buildup was all week long, and it was the prior weekend also, and everybody was all giddy and happy, and this was finally going to be over with. Trust me, so was I. Let's be done. But again, you know, he went to the hospital, and that's why they're saying they get to it. Okay, he went to the hospital because it was supposed to go, and nobody wanted to go because nobody knew what was going to happen. Even though I said, what difference does that make? Let's go. But anyway, made a difference to them. And that's all. And that's what I got out of Washington, that it made a difference to them. Well, the banking system just didn't. So that kind of surprised me. Other than that, I think everything else is normal stuff that we're waiting. That is done. Everybody's saying it's done, and everybody has the rate. They're saying it over there. And what I didn't tell you guys is over there, some people, again, actually have the new rate on their cards. Some people do, because I was told of that. So they really thought it was going to go, but it didn't. And we're close enough. I think, that, again, I just used the 25th, guys, as live, because I know that's, you know, when the people say they're going to demonstrate, I know what happened last time. I don't see a repeat of that. I hope we don't. So I think it will be done by that time. And I'm just going day to day. It could happen at any moment. And we're hearing that it happened at any moment because it did go on Saturday, but nobody released it. So it could be at any moment. It could be exactly why, and I thought, why Trump said, well, let me get out of here, let me get up, or, you know, if he actually does that in the virus. He wanted to give a strong image because it was affecting everything. Because it was affecting the market, affecting the global market, economies, and everything else. So we appreciate that. And then we just have to see where it goes from here. But that's the only thing that surprised me, is that it actually didn't go this time. Because it was the first week in October, and we talked about that forever. They talked about it forever. There was a plan for it. They scheduled people in. They brought them for the weekend. I mean, they brought them in at 4 o'clock this morning. They had to be back at 4 o'clock this morning because they thought it was going to go today. I mean, the day is not over. But I don't know how often you keep doing that. But here we are. All right?
Shit. Hey, according to your sources, have the militia been causing any problems, the Iranian-backed militia in Iraq, any explosions, any attacks, anything from them?
So they had 3 bombings yesterday, I think, and this is the thing you guys got to look at. Because we see this week after week, bombs, 3 bombs, 5 bombs. I don't know about you, but I think about it. They've had all these bombs, and they never hit anybody. They always say, no casualty. Who is sending these damn missiles? They can't hit anything. Because that's crazy to me. But they do it. No casualties. No damage. Just missiles just going off. They're doing it just to say they're doing something to stoke confusion. And some kind of contention. Now, they also announced and put out they don't want to give Trump any reason to retaliate. So we already know that. They don't want to give him any reason to get the military or U.S. citizens up in arms where now everybody's going to vote for him so he can go get those guys. They said that. It's in black and white. Everybody knows. Well, if your leadership says that, why do you keep shooting missiles that's hitting nothing, hitting the ground, or hitting all around it but hitting nobody? Nothing. It just doesn't make sense. So, no, while they're threatening to do everything, they're doing nothing. And they're not going to, I don't think, until after the election or after he gets this through. And the only thing they're threatening him with is if he tries to take their guns and make them dissolve, that they're going to come after him. Now, he already said he's going to do it. So it's just a matter of do they come after him and then he relies on the U.S. to come back in and get it done? Do they have money? Citizens are flowing jobs, and then the citizens say, yeah, U.S., come and calm this down. I don't know. That we have to wait and see.
Sure. Well, those were my questions, and I appreciate the information. Also, Ray, you should have got a check from me yesterday or today or at the latest tomorrow. So any kind of a little code word you could tell me you got it, that'd be great. So I want to make sure it gets to you. Anyway, have a great day, you two. Thanks for the info. We'll look forward to Friday or before. And as some great American once said, we got to go through it to get to it. And it sure feels like we're going through it right now. We're knee deep in it. Anyway, have a great day, you two. Thanks again.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Oh, I was thinking Ray might have disappeared. Okay.
All right. 615 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Ray and Tony. How are y'all doing?
Hey, I'm fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
Well, that is great. I am doing super fantastic as well. But I do have a couple of questions, and I'm just trying to get a better understanding of what you guys are talking about so that I can follow along in the conversations that you be having on here. What is a Kazette?
You know what? I was going to say, hey, don't let it be no Texas questions. But, okay, we're going to go with it. The Kazette is official recording of their laws when it's recorded in the Kazette, and it's a paper that comes out. It becomes law. That's where they recorded that. So for everybody to see.
Okay. So another Texas type question. I'm sorry. What is the white papers, and what's the difference between white papers and the budget?
Oh. So the white papers or the forms are just a plan for the future is what it is. This is our plan. The budget directs people what to do. The white paper is basically just a plan of what we can do, should do, or will do. They're basically the same thing, but they're accomplished two different ways. Well, actually, not even that isn't true, because they still both have to be voted on and to be passed. So I think with the white papers, he's saying we can go from this point on. The budget was supposed to include the entire year for the year 2020, and it's easier to submit the white paper as a plan for our future, and they can do it 2, 3, 4 years out. This is how we plan on changing our economy. This is how we're going to operate, and let's vote on that instead of voting each year on the individual budget. Maybe that helps you.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess, but that's okay. So now I'm got another question, and I'm just trying to get this in my head. So the $15, because I've done like a little research, so on my own, going back and looking. So the dinar was three and some change prior to us going in and lowering it because of the supposed weapons of mass destruction and all that kind of stuff, or however you want to put it. So, like a couple of days ago, or last week, or a week before, you guys said that the rate was pictured or showing at $2 and some change, which that's okay. I can understand that. That's, you know, going a little bit back to the $3, maybe not as much as it was, but okay. So now with the talk of the $15, is that a quote unquote contract rate or the rate?
Okay.
Of the official.
So,
the...
All right. When we said $2, we said $2 and rising, because that's what he said. It's rising. May not be the final rate when that $2 was showing on there. But that's what they had at that point in time. When we say $15, again, that's what they showed on their screen on Saturday. And our council guy confirmed, hey, that's what we talked about, $15. Some people wanted to reduce it from that $15. And they said the conversation just kind of faded away. Neither one of them means that that's what it's going to come out at.
Okay. And that's not the contract rate.
Agree.
That would be the. But that's,
it's not the contract rate, guys. Okay. I don't know that it's going to come out at $15. That's just where they have it at right then, and I hope they do. But I can tell you that the people who have cards, who again were paid on their cards, got the $3.80 rate. Is what they got over there on the cards, the one who got cards, the ones who have cards. Okay?
Okay. Well, all right, then. I think that's all my questions. And
okay.
I appreciate all the time. Wait a minute, don't be trying to rush me off. Everybody take about 10 minutes. Let me talk.
I wasn't rushing you. I was just acknowledging. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Take as much time as
you
want. You have 6 minutes.
That's fine, because at least I ain't got to get no birthday phone. Yeah, say. We don't know.
Wait, Ray. I sent you a text. Make sure you look at it. Okay, go ahead.
Nice.
Okay, so... I lost my train of thought.
You were saying goodbye.
That wasn't hard, but okay. Look, quit messing with you. Sorry.
Okay, no, I really want to know because, okay, the 800 numbers. So with the 800 numbers, I have, like I said, I've been looking on there. So there have been some people saying that they could be compromised or something, I don't know, but then I read something else that there would be, like, emails, notifications from bank that go out instead of 800 numbers. Have you heard of this? Or because I'm not on no email list at no bank, and I don't want to be left out in the cold.
What bank is going to email out to everybody? They don't even have everybody's email. If they have somebody's email, it's their own clients. So how are they going to notify everybody by email?
That's the question.
All you got to be worried about is this. All right. Ray has your email, so he's going to email you. Because I know you're part of Open Mic and the forum and everything else. Everybody else on this call is going to get a tweet. When we get the numbers and they tell us to go, they're going to get a tweet, and it's going to give them direction from that point. If They give me a site. They send everybody to this site. I'm going to tweet it out to everybody. You don't need to go to our site to get to their site. I'm going to tweet it to you right then. Go right to it. Pass it out to your 10 top friends and have them do the same thing. And it's going to go like wildfire. We're going to post it on the site itself for those who can't get the tweet, figure it out. And we're going to do a call. So nobody's going to be left out. No TNT members going to be left out. Okay?
Well, thank you so much, and I'm so grateful to be a part of this team. And I just want to let you know I'm one of the few who are on this call, and right now, unfortunately, I am robbing Peter to pay Paul. All my bills are behind. But once this RV goes through, I'm going to break you off the TNT team. I'm glad because I appreciate what you do. Not that you're going to need it.
Okay.
You're free to return it. You got way more than not than I do. But I'm still going to break you up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody doing what they can. All right.
Thank you.
And how do you know that we have way more dinar than you?
Because y'all been doing this shit for 15 years. I've been doing it for a month.
Okay.
A couple of months.
Hey, listen.
You know, and I'm poor.
I'm the only one can use that language on this call.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I picked it up from my great auntie. You said it right. I apologize.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, thanks.
We finished now, right?
Yeah, I'm finished, but you ain't got my email address,
yes,
but I'm going to shoot it to you since Bray said I couldn't. Or Tony.
No. Tony didn't say that you could send it to me. He assumed that I already had it because he assumed that you were a board member. Those are the only email addresses that I have are the ones that are in the, if it's in their profile, then I'll have that email address. But if you're not a board member with a profile, I don't have your email address, and it would be fruitless to send it to me because I'm not collecting email addresses that way.
Well, that sucks.
Well, but I just didn't want you to have the wrong idea. The 20,000 members that are in the system, yes, I have email addresses on them because it's in the system in their profile. Anyone else? No, I don't have email addresses on, and so they won't get the email. They'll just get the tweet. That's why it's vitally important that you all make sure that you are taking advantage of Twitter, because that's the mechanism that we use to send out the tweets. So if you don't have a Twitter account, get one. It's free. Twitter.com. I'm talking to everyone now, not just you, caller, because I don't know if you have it or not. Then go to our... And then go to our Twitter page, THE_TNT_TEAM. Hit follow. Then make sure your notifications are turned on. So then when we send a tweet out, you will receive notification that a tweet just went out. And if it's 800 number tweet, then that's what it'll probably say in the message, 800 numbers. Get on the call. So that's just for everybody, for those who are still procrastinating and don't want to get with the program. Then the program will leave you behind, information-wise. Just saying.
Well, I have Twitter, but I just wishing that I was a board member back then, but I'm not. So, you know.
Oh, you were?
I tried. No, I'm not. I just made it up.
Oh, you said you were wishing you were a board member. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If somebody want to resign, hit me up. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Some person named Wanda is having a birthday today. So we're going to say happy birthday to Wanda.
I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Indianapolis.
I want to help you celebrate. I wanna help you eat your cake.
bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday, Wanda. All right, sir, we're down at the bottom half of the hour. So let's wrap this one up.
Okay, guys. It's a good, good day. Everything's going fine. The bank is sitting there. I will tell you guys that today is Wednesday. And everything is good. Kurdistan put up, they made all the agreements. They submitted everything that they need to submit for 140, and they're just waiting for it to be implemented. And everybody believes that it should be fully implemented this weekend. Everybody believes it should be fully implemented this weekend. And that's all I need to say. Okay? And this is hot off the presses. With that, I'm going to tell you guys, do what I'm going to do. And that is enjoy the rest of your day. Because I truly will now. And if something happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the form. Or we'll do a call if that's what we need to do. Well, it looks like we're going to have a super fantastic week anyway. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. And if nothing exciting happens between now and Friday, we will speak with you again on Friday afternoon. With the understanding that something exciting could happen between now and then. Time will tell. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.